A conservative political party with roots in Turkey's Islamist movement has taken over the reins of government in NATO's only Muslim member country. The party is set to govern Turkey for the next 5 years. The party leader is barred from holding office, so his deputy has been appointed to head the new government. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Ankara.
One by one, in a ceremony Thursday that lasted some 10 hours, the 550 members of Turkey's newly elected parliament swore an oath to uphold the secular and democratic principles of their republic. For the first time in more than a decade, a single political movement holds a clear majority of seats in the legislature. The newly formed Justice and Development Party, or AK Party as it's called here, crushed its rivals in the November 3rd elections. The Turkish stock market jumped 20% after AK Party's landslide victory. The hope is that the new party will bring an end to years of weak coalition governments, which have been blamed for Turkey's worst economic depression since World War II. But AK Party faces some serious challenges. First of all, some Turks fear its Islamist roots threaten the strict secular traditions of this predominantly Muslim country. Selami Yigit is a newly inaugurated parliament member from the opposition party.
It depends on the AK Party's politics. Actually, I'm a little bit worried about it, about religion or the administration of Turkey. We don't know. We will see.
The AK Party's leader, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is now clearly Turkey's most popular politician. But he is barred from becoming the country's next prime minister because of a 1998 conviction for inciting religious hatred. Mehmet Dulger is an AK Party parliament member.
The situation is so abnormal from the point of view of democracy that the votes show that Mr. Tayyip Erdogan should be prime minister.
The AK Party says it wants to change Turkey's constitution to allow Erdogan to take his place in government. That process could take months. In the meantime, Erdogan has submitted a list of potential candidates for the prime minister's job to the Turkish president. Today, the president chose Erdogan's deputy, Abdullah Gül, to be prime minister. Gül denies being an Islamist, calling himself instead a conservative Democrat. He says under the AK Party's leadership, Turkey can become a model for the Islamic world.
In fact, we want to prove that a country with a Muslim identity can be democrat, can be transparent, and can be compatible with the modern world. We will prove this. This will be a good gift to the world peace, in fact.
Turkish analysts will be closely watching the AK Party's relations with the country's powerful military establishment. In 1997, Turkey's generals intervened to force the resignation of an openly Islamist prime minister. But so far, says former Foreign Minister İlter Türkmen, the relationship between Erdogan and the army has been very good.
The chief of staff has reacted very reasonably, saying that the people has elected this party. We have to respect the will of the party, which is very good. And of course, Tayyip Erdogan and all the others are very careful not to do anything which might hurt the feelings of the armed forces.
Even though his political future is uncertain, Erdogan has already begun traveling to foreign capitals to promote Turkey's bid to join the European Union. He has also proposed a series of reforms for Turkey, toughening the ban on torture and ensuring freedoms of expression and religion. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Ankara.